Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure. I'm glad you're here. Dan Kadlec is with us, ladies and gentlemen. He's a new friend. And Dan is an author and a journalist who's done quite a bit of work over the years for magazines like Time Magazine, Money Magazine. And he covers the financial sector, and of course, but not just the financial sector, but the human beings who have the finances, who spend that money, who invest that money, and the relationship between the two. And he's written books about this topic, has a new book out, which we'll tell you about in a little bit. But right now, he's here to talk to us about a recent survey that was conducted about how people feel about their money and about investing and that sort of thing. And we're going to get him to tell us about that. Dan Kadlec, welcome to the show.
I'm very happy to be here, Jim.
It's good to have you here. We've changed, haven't we, in almost like an about face with regard to our attitude on money within a year, haven't we?
Yeah, this is, we've had recessions. Any of us that are, under 75 years old, this is a different kind of recession.
Yeah.
I think it was Jeff Immelt at GE didn't call it. He says it's not a recession, it's a reset. And I think he's right. What we're discovering through our survey and all the interviews I did, there's really a post-depression sort of mentality that's emerging. People that have had built up and established bad, especially money habits, over a lifetime are rethinking everything and trying to get their house in order. And it's a much more permanent thing than we've seen in after the last few sort of really shallow recessions.
Dan, this is my seventh recession. My first one was 69. I was halfway through college, and I got laid off because of the 69 recession. And then promptly wrote a paper about it for one of my classes. And so I remember that first one for me very well. And, of course, we've had several since then. But as you know, there are a couple of generations of Americans, probably over 100 million Americans who are under the age of say, 45, who've never experienced anything like this before.
Right. The 73, 75, and even 81, 82, those were no picnic.
That's right.
But you have to be a certain age to even remember that. As you say, I mean, I think I was in high school and it barely registered. But the last two, that we had in the early 90s and in the late 90s were really, really just blips on the radar.
That's right.
And so it's been a good 30 years since we've had anything that felt like this. And really, this one is even deeper than the ones we talked about back in the 70s.
Well, especially with regard to the speed that has happened and how it shocked so many people. But your survey, let's talk a little bit about what you found out in the Money poll that you took, the poll by the magazine Money, nationwide poll. You guys say that 89% of Americans say that they definitely have changed how they manage their money. And of course, I would assume that part of that is the reason that they don't have as much money as they used to have.
That'll make you change. it will. But just as many said that this is a lifetime change. That not only are they changing, but it's such a real event to them that they're going to continue to hold on to these changes even after the recovery. And I think that was the real big finding for us is that so many people felt like, they're going to really stick with this. And I think having been through a few that sort of came and went, I think, the pain being felt in this recession is having lasting effects. And they even talked to us about how they're talking to their children about it.
Yeah.
And how their children are going to, this is going to stay with their children as well, because it's been such a, in a lot of households, watching your parent struggle to find or keep their job and maybe lose their home. These are lasting memories that kids have, and it's not unlike what our grandparents or great-grandparents
right.
felt during the Depression.
Well, are watching your grandparents who had been retired now realize that they've got to go back to work because their investment portfolio isn't what it was.
Right, and that's happening all over the place. That's one of the.
There are some really ugly stories out there, not just the diminishing of a portfolio, but if they were invested too heavily in one sector, say the financial sector, maybe the wiping out of that portfolio.
No question, and what's interesting about that point is so many retirees have depended on the financial sector.
Yep.
Bank of America, Citigroup, these are typically thought of as big, safe, dividend-paying companies. Well, guess what? They're none of those things anymore.
That's right.
Not big, they're not safe, and they don't pay a dividend, and or at least a very small one. And you know, that's taking a toll, especially on the older set.
You know, Dan, there's a book that I've enjoyed reading. For the messages that it gives me, by Norman Cantor, called In the Wake of the Plague, and he talks about all the good things that came out of the plague of the 15th century, like the Reformation and the Renaissance period. He said, which would not have happened had it not been for the plague. And I think some of your poll numbers, some of the polling answers to your polling questions are similar to that, that we don't like where we are right now. We don't like what's happening. Nobody does. But there are some strengthening results from all this. What do you think?
Yeah, some silver linings. And in fact, you know, we didn't write this story. I mean, this is a big story, a featured story in the magazine last month or this month. And we didn't write it just to pile on. Everybody knows how tough it is out there. The real gem in all this are the findings that many people are rediscovering core values and family relationships and doing for others and volunteerism. And there's a lot of just on the human front, and then on the financial front, there's a lot of paying off of debt and saving money and throwing away the credit cards. There's a lot of really good things that are coming of this. And what we found through the interviews was that people, there's a sort of satisfaction and then a sort of a sense that this is really good for us. You know, this is actually really good for us. As painful as it is, you know, all we got to do is get through it because we're gonna be much stronger coming out.
What doesn't kill you will make you stronger, right, Dan?
That's right.
Stand by. Dan Cadlick is our friend, our new friend and author, journalist, reporting to us about a Money Magazine poll that was taken. And he and I will be right back. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. See you later. Little Fleetwood Mac bringing us back.
You can take me to paradise.
Welcome back. 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out. Use it to your advantage. We built it so you could have the maximum opportunity to be successful. And we've introduced you to hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of our highly intelligent, very experienced, professional Brain Trust members. We got about 1,500 folks in that group, the largest community of small business experts in the world. Check out my blog while you're there. We post on a regular basis there during the week to provide you with some good information there. My knowledge base, askjim.biz, is right off the homepage. My newsletter, you can see a sample and subscribe to that. We'll follow you home with our newsletter and bring it to you by email every Sunday afternoon. Get you ready for the week ahead. You can subscribe to the blog. You can subscribe to articles and archives, lots and lots of stuff. You got 1 minute, 3 minutes, 5 minutes, 15 minutes, we got something that will help you, and I hope you'll check it out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Dan Cadlick is a new friend, soon-to-be old friend, author, journalist, and he's here to talk to us about this Money Magazine poll that was taken. But, Dan, I want you to send us to whatever website you like to find out more about, maybe find the poll and more in the more details in the poll. Is there a site for that?
Yeah, well, the current issue, it's the May issue of Money Magazine. It's got the story and the poll.
Oh, good. So the magazine's got the whole poll in it. Good.
it's got the whole thing. You can also go to CNNmoney.com and find it there.
Okay, good. So
I
check out.
Actually, I believe there's actually a little Q&A with me on the website as well.
Well, is your picture there? So that'd be worth the trip, right?
You know, I've got to be honest. I haven't checked. It's supposed to be there.
CNNmoney.com or check out the Money Magazine on your newsstands right now. And Dan, you've got a new book out. Just come out last month. I want you to give us the title, please.
Yeah, it's called With Purpose, Moving from Success to Significance in Work and Life.
Boy, that sounds like a book whose time has come.
Yeah, and, you know, it's a book I wrote with another fellow, Ken Dykwald. And he and I have done a lot of work on baby boomers and the human side of what the boomers are going through. And what we think we've tapped into is a desire at this stage of life, you know, in the 55-plus stage of life, of putting more emphasis on personal reward and meaning as opposed to a financial gain. And it's interesting, you know, during a recession, you know, you could look at that two ways. Well, you know, look, everyone is working doubly hard now just to make ends meet. But I think that there's also a sense of wanting to find some real purpose to what you do with your life. And you know, we explore volunteerism and lots of other ways of finding meaning. I guess the main point is meaning isn't about money. It's about the rest of your life. It's not a religious thing. It's a philosophical thing.
Right.
And I think we've tapped into it.
Well, and it's called, say the title again.
Yeah, With Purpose, Moving from Success to Significance, HarperCollins.
And that's available wherever books are sold right now.
Yeah, it should be everywhere.
Check that out. Dan, let's get back to the poll and talk about some of the things. You interviewed quite a few folks, and you found out that the new values are transcending money, that as you said earlier, debt is out, bling is bad. What's this topic? This one discovery you made is that people are less trusting. Is that what you found?
Yeah, more than half the people, and in some cases way more than half, have lost their faith in our institutions. And if you think about, I mean, they're speaking mostly of Wall Street and financial advisors, which you can kind of understand, but it goes even deeper than that. If you think about over the last 10 years, the series of scandals, and I call them gatekeeper scandals.
Yeah.
You know, we had mutual fund front running. Mm-hmm. We've had accounting scandals. You know, there was Enron. The rating agencies have failed to keep
That's
us
right.
informed
right.
with what's investable, and it's just been one gatekeeper after another. Over the last 10 years has let us down. The stock analysts. Remember the stock analysts talking mm-hmm. up stocks that they were selling. You know, it's just gone on and on and on, and I think what, you know, the term that I've come to really like is that self-security is the new entitlement.
Right.
You know, people are starting to understand that you really have to do the work. You have to look out for yourself, because no matter how much you think the institutions are looking out for you, they're really not. They're looking out.
Well,
for
and
themselves.
I'll tell you something else. This is how we turn the mirror back on ourselves, Dan, because. And the government can pass a million more laws to try to prevent what has happened from happening, and someone will still find a way to get around it. Dan, locks are made for honest people, not for crooks. And so that's the thing that concerns me, is that we're gonna try to regulate morality and regulate all the bad guys, all the evil out of the system, and that's not where the problem is. The problem is not in the laws. The problem is ourselves. It's in ourselves.
Well, I think you're right. And I think it sort of goes back to the whole greed is good ethos. For many years, it seemed to work. It seemed to be
the gecko policy.
Yeah, you know, if everyone, you know, and
but greed. But the thing about it, Dan, and we got to wrap it up. Greed is not a bad thing. It's like an automobile. An automobile is not a bad thing, but if you use it the wrong way, if you go too far, You know, it can become a bad thing. Greed has actually served humanity pretty well over the years, but it's the problem with humanity, Dan, is the humans.
And we can't think about what we're earning today. We got to think about what we're building over a longer period.
Exactly. Hey, Dan, I'm looking forward to getting you back again real soon.
Yeah, me too.
Thanks for being here. Dan Cadlick, ladies and gentlemen. Got to take a quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.